The bill's been dubbed the Ban the Box Act because it would effectively remove the box on job application forms that applicants are required to check if they have a criminal record. Supporters of the bill say a check in that box often prevents many people from ever getting an interview for a job that they may very well be qualified for otherwise. Attorney Gordon Leach heads the Individual Rights and Responsibilities section of the State Bar Association. He says passing the bill will benefit both employers and ex-offenders.
Certainly the people with conviction records will win because they will be able to step in the door, present themselves, their qualifications, and make an impression on the employer. And I think it's also a win for employers because the employers will be considering people with that have qualifications for these jobs.
But attorney Robert Schreiber of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the new law would create more opportunities for prospective employees to sue employers for discrimination and complicate the hiring process by forcing companies to interview people who will end up being rejected.
We would submit that the interest in avoiding these clear additional burdens to the employers in their hiring process far outweigh any perceived benefits.
But supporters say recent studies show that employing more ex-felons will improve public safety in the state and save money. This bill is part of a package of prison reforms aimed at cutting the rapidly rising cost of the state's prison system and reducing the prison population. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.